Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. When European settlers arrived in North America, wolves were plentiful, and their range in what would become the United States was vast. Wolves inhabited all of the future U.S. except the southeast region from what would become Texas to New Jersey. By 1850, the wolves in the northern east coast of America had been hunted to near extinction. Over the next decades, the populations declined further as the bison were decimated and hunting of wolves generally continued. And as a consequence of ill-conceived game management practices from the 1920s to the 1970s, wolf populations steadily decreased in the lower 48 states, such that all that remained was approximately 20 breeding pairs in the extreme northern corner of Minnesota. Finally, in 1974, the gray wolf was placed on the endangered species list, making it illegal to kill, trap, or harm wolves. Yet the population was so small, more human intervention was needed to help the wolves recover. And predictably, controversy and chaos has ensued. Today on the show, we will explore the difficult issues surrounding wolves in the United States, how we get here, and what might be done now to protect them. Later in the show, I'll be examining the Obama administration's actions on a variety of animal issues. Do you think we'll get a high mark? And Peter will tell us about snowy owls being shot near New York's Kennedy Airport. Now, I would like to welcome Mike Bond to the show. Mike is a best-selling novelist, environmental activist, advisor to U.S. and foreign governments, international energy expert, war and human rights correspondent, and award-winning poet. He has lived and worked in many remote, dangerous parts of the world, including 30 countries on six continents. Mike has written widely on environmental issues, including elephant slaughter and species decline in Africa, worldwide habitat loss, whales, seals, and many other endangered species, including wolves. Welcome to the program, Mike.
It's a delight to be here. Thank you, Lori.
Mike, so a moment ago I began to paint a very abbreviated picture of the recent history of the wolf in North America, but I cannot do the topic justice like you can. So if you would, please describe what the early European settlers would have encountered in terms of wolves, like how they lived and what they ate.
You know, that's a fascinating question, and thank goodness we've got plenty of documentary evidence on it. Wolves, as you mentioned, and it's really wonderful to think about, wolves were widespread across what was to become the United States. And the early European settlers reaching the East Coast, they ran into wolves consistently all up and down the East Coast. And large, at this point, the wolves were quite a bit larger than the few wolves remaining, because whenever you hunt a species almost to extinction, what happens is you tend to take out more of the larger members and leave very few of the smaller. So the wolves tended to work in packs. In the eastern forests, the packs tended to be smaller, and the whole size of the pack and the size of the range depends on the amount of available food. But then when you get west, and when the European settlers began to break out into the west, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of wolves that lived in kind of a, if you wish, a kind of balance with, principally with the buffalo herds. And they called the aged buffalo the sick, as well as occasionally the young ones. But there was a balance between them. And as you mentioned, when for sport and for foolishness and for things like the tongue and the fur, we slaughtered millions of buffalo in just a few years and brought in cattle in their place. Not only, of course, did the cattle raise the dickens with the environment and basically causing enormous amounts of erosion, but in addition, the European settlers went after the wolves, because once the buffalo were gone, the wolves turned to the cattle for food. So it was a situation in the old days where basically you would see a wolf on a daily basis out west, and they lived in kind of harmony with the Native Americans as well as in balance with their prey. I don't know if that's the complete answer to your question, Lori, but that's kind of a start.
Oh, that's perfect. Mike, people and wolves evolved in contact with each other, as you described. We're linked to wolves spiritually, emotionally and intellectually. Please discuss these aspects of our relationships with them.
It's a fascinating question because it goes way, way back in our history. No one knows for sure when we began to work together with wolves, but it occurred somewhere, perhaps, I don't know, a million years ago, that humans and wolves started to hunt together. And this came from, this is to the best extent we can determine largely from archaeological record, is that at a certain point, because wolves and humans were eating the same food largely, we began to work together in hunting down that food. Or what happened was humans would make the kill for food, and whatever was left, the wolves would eat. Or vice versa, the wolves would make the kill, and then the humans would come in and eat some of it. So in those days, for instance, our diet was exactly the same as the wolf. If you, in fact, Oxford University looked at all of the skeletons from a period of 1,000 years around 12,000 B.C., and as you know, we can now pretty well determine diet by analysis of tooth enamel or a bone, and they were able to determine that our diet was approximately 90 to 95% meat, exactly the same as the wolves. And there's so many indications of the partnership between humans and wolves. For instance, the Norwegian god Odin, O-D-I-N, who was the god of everything, if you wish, war and everything else, he is depicted with two ravens, one on each shoulder, and two wolves, one at each side. And again, the idea was that all the hunting was done in concert together, and often humans lived in very close proximity to wolves, and of course, the family dog is nothing but a denatured wolf, if you wish. It's basically the same DNA. Yeah. They've proven, without a shadow of a doubt, that all family dogs from Pekingese to greyhounds are descended from wolves.
Very interesting. Mike, you have written about, and our listeners know about, the war on wolves. How and when did this begin, and what's occurring, Mike?
Oh, it's a terrible thing. We're looking at a situation where probably the wolves are going to be extinct in the lower 48 states within the next decade. What happened is, basically, as you were recounting, the wolf populations declined substantially during the late 19th and across the 20th century until the Clinton administration. And in 1995, the Clinton administration began a recovery program for wolves, and they brought in from Canada a bunch of wolves, which they reintroduced into Yellowstone National Park, and it was an enormous success. Within 5 or 7 years, wolves began to spread out into other parts of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. The packs began to cover a lot of territory, and this had enormous benefit to the environment, because in the absence of a top predator, a key predator, what happens is all the ungulates, all of the hoofed animals, the grass eaters, the vegetation eaters, they expand kind of without any restriction, and they just chew their way through a lot of vegetation. And for instance, they tend to chew out and wipe out stream vegetation, streamside vegetation, riparian vegetation. And as a result, this has an enormous impact on everything from beavers to songbirds to trout, because the streamside vegetation, the willows, are essential to the health of the riverine ecosystem. So when the wolves came in, all of their prey animals moved away from the stream areas where they could be hunted more easily and up into the uplands where they had more chance of avoiding the wolves. So it was a huge success, and the G.W. Bush administration followed the same policies as the Clinton administration in terms of expanding wolf range. And we were in a situation where we had several thousand wolves in the Rockies. They were expanding into Utah, up into Oregon and Washington, and even a few down into Northern California. And at that time, they started coming into Colorado, where I was a co-author at that time of the Colorado Wolf Management Plan. And Then when Barack Obama was elected in 2008, when he came into office in January 2009, just about the first thing he did was launch a brutal war on wolves. And it has been an absolutely atrocious tragedy. We're going back to a situation.
Very, very good. We got to take a break. Mike Bond, we're learning fascinating story about the wolf. Don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
I really can't be sure. Upon my door, and the wolf man's brother.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere, by anybody. So they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually in the U.S. on average. 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, aianimals.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match to the dangers to today's world. The good news is animal behavior experts say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that the outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a crying child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. It's fun for both of you. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there can be no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you not to give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late. This message brought to you by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org.
Robitussin Cofaquence number 17, unexpected turbulence.
Hello, this is your captain. We're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TM Max now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the cofequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver. Multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes. And packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain, too. Centrum Silver for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Animals Today. We're speaking to best-selling novelist Mike Bond. Mike, before the break, you were about to describe Obama's administration's actions regarding wolves. What is happening, and why do you contend the administration is failing?
Well, it's as I said, it's an absolute tragedy and a totally unnecessary one, because wolves have almost no negative impacts on domestic animals when they're allowed to run free on public lands. And what's happened now is the administration backed attempts by the various states, principally Idaho and Wyoming, to allow wolf hunting. And so now we're in a situation where any wolf outside of Yellowstone National Park can be shot on sight. And what's happened with that is that because wolves tend to travel in and out of the park, over half the wolves in the park have now been shot, and many of which were carrying radio collars and are part of scientific studies. And right now in Idaho and in Wyoming, they're having contests where the person who shoots the most female coyotes or the one who shoots the largest wolf will get a $1,000 prize. And over 1,200 to 1,500 wolves have been killed in the last couple of years since this started. And now Obama is trying to remove the wolf from the rare and endangered species protections, which will allow the administration allows not only the shooting of wolves, but shooting them from the air, dynamiting of dens, poisoning of the young ones, and trapping. So basically we're looking at a situation in the lower 48 where all the wolves will be gone probably by the end of this decade. And it's the biggest environmental reversal in recent history. Yes, Lori.
It's incredible. Why? Why is he removing the wolf from the endangered species list?
I can't speak for President Obama, but he's turned out to be, in my mind, as an environmental activist and as someone who worked very hard to get him elected in the first place and supported him every way I could. He's turned out, in my mind, to be the worst environmental president we've had in many, many years. It's not just the wolves, it's the birds, it's the bats, it's overall habitat destruction. You name it, he seems to have absolutely no interest in or commitment to any type of environmental protection.
And with so many of his pledges and promises to help the animals during his campaign.
Oh, absolutely. It's crazy. I mean, just if I run through a quick list, the U.S. is now the world's largest oil and gas producer because he's opened up millions of wild acres to oil and gas. He's expanded offshore drilling. He's expanded drilling in places that were protected, like Alaska's Beaufort Sea. He's allowed the EPA to expand mountaintop strip mining of coal. He sold off the entire Powder River Basin in Wyoming to China. 316 million tons of taxpayer-owned coal is going to be strip mined, which is the equivalent of pollution of 55 million cars. And perhaps the single worst thing he's done is his expanded industrial wind projects. Industrial wind doesn't in any way lower CO2 generation or fossil fuel use. It's just an enormous scam that benefits energy companies and investment banks. And it's been determined that his program to increase the amount of wind energy in the United States from the present 1% to 2% will kill 530 million birds and bats in the next 10 years, many of which are rare and endangered and probably will also go extinct. I could go on forever. There's just an enormous slaughtering wild horses. There's just an enormous reversal of environmental policy that makes G.W. Bush look like a raging environmentalist by comparison to Barack Obama.
Yeah, I appreciate that quick summary, and it is very disappointing, Mike. You're right. Mike, what do you feel when you personally see or approach a wolf? I think I would be afraid, or at least very cautious.
Well, that's a good question, too, and it's natural for us to be afraid with something we don't really understand. But these are beautiful animals, and there's no record in the United States ever of a single attack by wolves on a human being. So you don't need to feel afraid. They're curious. They're very smart. It's been determined that it's likely that humans learned the family structure which we have from wolves, because as primates, all primates have a very different family structure from what humans have. We have much more of what we call the nuclear family, which some anthropologists believe we learned largely from wolves over many hundreds of thousands of years, because their family structures are very, very similar to ours. They're monogamous. They mate for life. Whole families raise children, including uncles and aunts. It's a beautiful thing. So when I see a wolf in the wild, and I've run into quite a few of them, in Alaska, in the Yukon, in Quebec, in Siberia, in Mongolia, other places as well, it's a feeling of excitement and pleasure to be in contact with something that is so deep and so alive, much more deeply alive than we humans are. It's a very exciting thing to spend time with wolves.
Mike, on this show, we've covered the topic of dog-wolf hybrids as pets and concluded it's a very bad idea. Briefly, any experience or opinion with that?
Oh, I totally agree. It's a very bad idea. What happens is you get a lot of people with wolf-dog hybrids, and they have no idea what they've gotten themselves into, and so it comes to a certain point, and they dump them in the wild where they get shot by some rancher. Wolves and dogs a wolf is not a pet and is not supposed to be a pet ever. A wolf is a wild animal and lives like a wild animal, and we should not be trying to raise wolves as pets.
Mike, in the last minute or so, is there anything people can do at this point to help wolves and promote a more natural ecosystem, or have we just messed it up so badly we cannot recover?
Well, it's probable that the wolves are gone and done for, but I would suggest one of the things is to take a look at Defenders of Wildlife. They're probably the best environmental organization out there. Also, if anyone is really interested in the whole environmental situation, I recommend having a look at my book you can find in most libraries, Saving Paradise, or even the more recent one, The Last Savannah, which talks about the loss of habitat and wildlife in Africa, particularly lions and elephants. But, yes, and we can hope that that somehow the wolves will outlast Barack Obama.
Mike, do you have a website?
MikeBondBooks.com.
Very good. Mike Bond, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us here at Animals Today.
Dr. Kirchner, I couldn't be more pleased. It's been delightful, and I thank you, and I love the program, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much. Don't go away. We're going to talk about some of the Obama administration's actions concerning animals in his time of presidency. So don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combinable with deferred financing.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With ProActive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast ProActive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try ProActive risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. So call now. 1-800-569-4918. That's 1-800-569-4918. 1-800-569-4918.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory? The savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to the show. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
So, Peter, I thought I would give a year-end wrap-up of the disappointments from the Obama administration concerning animals, because there's been some notable ones.
Yeah.
But listen, as I was preparing them, it just inevitably grew to a longer list spanning his entire presidency. And I will tell you, he really has not been a great friend to the animals.
Yes.
With several missed opportunities to really help our animal friends. I will begin, but I first want to say I got some of this information from a great website I like. Do you know about About.com?
I've heard of About.com.
About.com.
Yeah.
So Doris Lynn, she's the writer of that.
Excellent.
So anyway, 2009, as our previous guest mentioned, the Obama administration has really hurt our wolves. The administration delisted wolves from the Endangered Species Act. So Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar, who's a hunter, by the way, did you know that?
Yes.
Cleared the way for individual states to begin killing wolves in order to protect animal agribusiness interests. So state agencies are pretty much just free to manage the wolves as they see fit to protect their livestock. It's incredible. He's talking about these contests?
Yes. It is horrendous to contemplate.
What the heck is going on here?
And talk about, you know, just doing more than you would ever need. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. So April 2009, Obama breaks the promise to rescue a dog. Remember that? Remember this pledge? He stated multiple times that he would rescue a dog.
Oh, like adopt a pet.
Adopt a pet. This got all the animal rights people and all the dog rescuers all excited. Huge missed opportunity.
They had some cover story where they were sort of able to say, sort of, it was from a friend, the Kennedy connection.
But it ended up coming from a breeder.
Right.
It came up from a breeder.
Right.
And you know this, because a president's actions are so influential. If he had rescued a dog from a rescue group or a shelter, think what a powerful, positive impact that would have had. Right?
Indeed.
Sending these messages, adopt,
right.
Save a life,
right.
In the face of millions of healthy, adoptable dogs and cats being killed every year in our country's shelters. And look at the negative impact which followed his actions. There was a surge of breeders and puppy mills just churning out Portuguese water dogs, right?
Oh, yeah.
And promoting the notion that it's okay to buy from a breeder and, in effect, supporting the cruel puppy mill industry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then what does he do this year?
Oh, where did we start?
Gets another non-rescue dog.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, this was several months ago. Okay.
People aren't focused in on that at this moment. They're sort of
looking
at other stuff.
I know.
But he did get another dog, didn't he?
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
did not walk into a shelter or a rescue group with his family and choose one from
right.
the kennel like he ought to
right.
have.
Right. 2009, the Obama administration fails the polar bears. Okay, by failing to overturn a Bush-era rule that weakens the Endangered Species Act and jeopardizes the survivor polar bears. Now, I'm definitely not knowledgeable in this area to speak about the specifics of this, but it has to do with this rule, which is that the Endangered Species Act cannot be used to restrict activities that contribute to global warming, right? And since global warming is a major threat to polar bears, this obviously jeopardizes the polar bear survival. June 2009. President Obama nominated Sam D. Hamilton, an avid hunter, as director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, why does that matter? The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service controls our national wildlife refuge system. Okay? What do you think of when you hear wildlife refuge system?
That would be to protect the wildlife.
Right. Dozens of the refuges have designated hunting programs and essentially advocate for hunting and killing these animals. And even on their website, you see this title on one of the pages that says, Discover Nature's Best, Hunting and Fishing, the National Wildlife Refuge System. So obviously, a hunter in charge of our National Wildlife Refuge is not very helpful here.
Yeah. It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
It's so crazy.
Right. Another disappointing move by the Obama administration for our wild horses, okay, November 2009, having the Bureau of Land Management rounding up and removing thousands of wild horses to make room for millions of cattle.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know that they both graze the same land, and there's just not enough vegetation to support both of them. Furthermore, January 2010, Obama administration accelerates wild horse roundups, and I got a quote from according to the to In Defense of Animals, a group we like. Under President Obama's oversight, the BLM is actually accelerating the pace of wild horse removals, with 12,000 horses targeted for capture from our public lands in fiscal year 2010 alone.
Yeah.
2010, our president has given nothing but broken promises to the whales. Remember that?
Whale. You mean he's The whales.
Whales.
Okay,
now,
go ahead.
A lot of people don't know this. Since the passage of the international ban on commercial whaling in 1986, every American president, until President Obama, supported the fight to protect the global whale population. So remember, this ban was viewed by many animal people as a great success. It has saved thousands of whales. The Obama administration led an effort within the International Whaling Commission to lift this 24-year international ban on commercial whaling for Japan, Norway, and Iceland, which are the three remaining countries in the world that still pursue these cruel practices. And one of his election pledges as a candidate, he says, and I quote, "As president, I will ensure the U.S. provides leadership in enforcing international wildlife protection agreements, including strengthening the international moratorium on commercial whaling. Allowing Japan to continue commercial whaling is unacceptable," end quote.
Oh, you can't hold them to quotes. That's not fair.
Period. You can't.
No.
Okay. I also watched an interview with Captain Paul Watson, remember?
Yep.
Sea Shepherd. He states, "This is the first year the U.S. government has actually betrayed the whales." Okay, continue. "Disappointing the whales even further. Despite the fact that the U.S. Commerce Secretary has formally declared that Iceland is defying the international ban on commercial whaling and recommended sanctions against them in September 2011, Obama decided not to impose trade sanctions against Iceland."
Yeah.
Now, you can't ask me why these things, because I have no idea why.
I won't ask you why, but it is incredibly frustrating.
Okay, I think I have two more. You want me to keep going?
You know, keep the misery going.
Okay. November 2011, more bad news for our horses, okay? President Obama approved an appropriations bill that has the effect of legalizing horse slaughter for human consumption.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? Horse meat slaughterhouses were banned during the Bush administration, but under President Obama, the ban expired in 2011, allowing horse meat slaughterhouses to restart operations.
Yep.
Yeah. Despite the effective ban on horse slaughter in the U.S., horses were still being slaughtered, right?
Right, they're being transported to Mexico and Canada, where
right.
We know that.
Right. So, now, I did read, give them a little bit of credit, I did read that the Obama administration has included a proposal in its 2014 budget that would effectively ban the slaughter of horses for human consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Finally, betraying our national bird, okay? One of our nation's most majestic icons, the American bald eagle. This was the year 2013. Really, this is, in my opinion, one of the worst. The Obama administration will grant permits to let wind farms kill or injure bald and golden eagles for up to 30 years without penalty in the name of alternative energy.
Yeah.
So just a little fact here. It was published in March in the Peer Review Wildlife Society Bulletin. More than 573,000 birds are killed by the country's wind farms each year, including 83,000 hunting birds such as hawks, falcons, and eagles. And, you know, Peter, it's a felony killing these eagles in the United States.
Really?
Did you know that?
It's
it comes
a felony.
With a fine of like $250,000 in prison.
Yeah.
Time?
Yeah.
Right, unless you're a wind farm. But the president
yeah.
allows the wind farms to just kill as many eagles as they want for up to three decades or until the eagle
perishes. Yeah.
So
tragic. You are echoing the report from the Humane Society of the United States.
Oh, yeah?
They analyzed the administration's performance for 2013 only. And gave him an overall score of C- on animal welfare issues.
And I mean, that's generous.
It is a total gentleman's C- grade. Because
right.
you look at the what constitutes it, and it's negative, negative, negative.
Yeah.
A couple of little glimmers. But really, I think Wayne and the folks at the Humane Society are not really saying he should have a D-.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
I hope you have some good, happy animal news for us.
You bet. I got
some
great news.
Okay, don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
If you're like most people, you have lots of plans. A financial plan, an eating plan, an exercise plan, a career plan. You also need a plan for the care of your pets when you're no longer able to provide it. Every day, animals are sent to shelters, terrified and confused, or they're euthanized because their owners have become incapacitated or died. Some people don't give the future a thought. Others assume family members will care for their pets. A better way is to name caregivers and provide detailed instructions about your pal's feeding, play, social, and health care needs. But even family and designated caregivers don't guarantee that pets will have a home. Good intentions sometimes take a backseat to life's realities, such as a new spouse who doesn't like animals, a sudden desire to travel the world, or the adoptive caregiver's own infirmity. A legally enforceable pet trust offers the only assurance that your assets will be used as you wish to provide for the comfort and care of cherished animal companions. More than 40 states recognize pet trusts. Check with your attorney, accountant, or state legislator to see if yours does and how to create one. Animals Today urges you to plan for your pet's lifelong well-being. Take steps today so he or she doesn't risk becoming yet another sad shelter statistic.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website again is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Robitussin Cofequence number 17, unexpected turbulence.
Hello, this is your captain. We're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TM Max now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the consequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver, multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes, and packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain, too. Centrum Silver, for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's Celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances, plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combinable with deferred financing.
Welcome back to the program. Hello, Peter.
Lori.
What do you have for us?
New York's JFK airport. They are shooting the snowy owls which live in the airport.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, they're sort of overreacting. You know, these couple of planes at three airports have struck these little owls who are just sort of hanging around there. And so they Department of Agriculture, Animal and Plant Health Inspection, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services are facing a lawsuit filed by Friends of Animals, which was filed earlier in the week, to try to stop this practice. They sort of put it on hold anyway, but they want to be able to eliminate these owls who are just sort of there temporarily as a hazard to planes. And it's a complete sort of overreaction because these owls, they're small. You know, these are the ones that people know from the Harry Potter movies.
Right.
They're not like big, heavy Canada geese that really can, flocks can take down a plane.
Right.
They're sort of small, mostly feathers and fur.
And they're beautiful and adorable.
They're quite beautiful. And there are other ways to move them along.
Of course, there are alternative humane ways. I know.
Yeah. So even though they've put a temporary hold on this, the lawsuit is proceeding to get some clarity on this issue, and perhaps a little restraint is in order.
Okay, good. I'm glad there's a lawsuit.
Yeah, you bet. I hope we'll see how it goes. It's like a David and Goliath thing when you've got a small group probably doesn't have a lot of financial resources to launch a lawsuit against three government agencies, and good luck to them.
Yeah, good luck. But maybe it brings out some awareness, right?
Yeah, you bet. So I know we've been talking about zoos and what, if anything, they do for the animals. And on the December 15th show with Mark Beckoff, I think you asked him the question whether the zoos do anything for conservation, right?
I mean, I did.
And his answer, he didn't really equivocate. He just said no.
Right.
And so this story from the Dublin Zoo would probably get him a little excited, maybe you too, because they are announcing the arrivals of new baby animals, 7 newborns and 4 new animals. These animals have helped to attract almost 1 million visitors in 2013, and it's so clear they're just using these baby animals as selling points to get people to come in the doors and pay for their admission fees.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And they are just saying things like, it's a privilege to see such a rare and beautiful animal, and claiming what they're doing to, you know, for conservation and to help promote, help save endangered species by buying and selling and trading these animals and breeding them, you know. So
all for show.
So it just keeps on going.
I know.
Yeah. A couple of other stories, end of the year stories, I just would like to highlight.
Okay.
I believe are noteworthy. Okay. And you tell me if you agree. First of all, I cannot avoid mentioning the phenomenon of the film Blackfish.
Right.
If you don't know about this, then you're sort of living under a rock somewhere. But this incredible documentary depicting what really happened regarding the death of Dawn Brandschau at SeaWorld a few years ago, and then going into the back history of really what happened to previous trainers and how the whales are treated, has really gone crazy,
right?
Including being shown on CNN and being shown around the world, and people's eyes are being open, and it's really an incredible phenomenon. So congratulations to them.
Yeah.
And perhaps we will see an end of sea mammals in captivity soon. Right?
Well, right, and if we do, I'll tell you, they get such the credit for it because they really this really made such an impact and really opened many people's eyes as to what happens to these whales and these marine mammals in these water parks and what beautiful, intelligent creatures they are. They shouldn't be in tubs. They shouldn't be in captivity.
That's right. Another thing I thought was another story I thought was very notable this year is the increasing exposure as to what happens in factory farms. These have come through a couple of mechanisms. Various undercover videos have come out showing really the horrible practices. This is in the United States. Around the world, we've talked about what happens in the slaughterhouses in Israel with Richard Schwartz.
Right.
And these movies come out, and they're just horrifying to view and very eye-opening. Some of them have led to these so-called ag-gag bills. These bills are put out by states to make it illegal to do these undercover films. And unfortunately, they've been struck down one by one or just cannot be really implemented. So that was a little scary time for a while to make investigative journalism or even taking movies or pictures from a public street illegal. That is turning out not to go anywhere.
Yeah, that was great.
So shining the light on what happens, I think, is another big story here.
Right.
So that's exciting because really you've got to look at what you're eating and how these animals are treated if you're going to be serious about taking care of animals, right?
Well, we know how poorly they're treated in living in these horrific conditions to produce food for us. But on top of that, when this additional cruelty is imposed on them, I mean, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, not even following the cruel laws that are in place.
Right.
Yeah. Not to mention I was going to say a brief thing about the psychological and emotional stress that the workers in these places face. Which is not...
Well, many times those are the abusers, aren't they?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So you're rationalizing for the...
Okay.
Because they're psychologically damaged, they can abuse these animals?
It's a tough business.
Okay. All right.
And then finally, I'll just briefly mention that a great program in Michigan where you can, on your tax form, you can check off a little box and donate money to various animal welfare funds, and that's just going great. And so they make grants to various animal welfare groups.
Good. Thanks, Peter. And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. The White House coming under pressure from some of its closest allies on health care reform to name a chief executive to run its federal health insurance marketplace and allay the concerns of insurers after the rocky rollout of Obamacare. Advocates have been pushing quietly the idea of a CEO who would set marketplace rules, coordinate with insurers and state regulators on the health plans offered for sale, supervise enrollment campaigns, and oversee technology. Supporters of the idea say it could help regain the trust of insurers after the technological woes that crippled the federalhealthcare.gov insurance shopping website and the flurry of sometimes confusing administration rule changes that followed. A suicide attack on a train station in Russia's southern city of Volgograd has killed 16 people, the BBC reports. There are contradictory reports over the gender of the bomber amid official claims it was a woman. Moscow is concerned militant groups could be ramping up violence in the run-up to the 2014 Winter Olympic Games in the city of Sochi in 6 weeks.
Today in America, people wake up worrying about their job and paying their bills, and that stinks. People in third world countries wake up worrying if their children will have anything to eat. And that stinks even worse. There's a way to help solve both of those problems. Get on the internet and go to usagoodness.com and find out how you can be a social entrepreneur. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, and for years, I have been helping people work from home. With usagoodness.com, you can earn extra money working from home by helping to feed starving children in poverty-stricken areas. How great is that? The only tools you'll need are a telephone, internet access, and a good work ethic. We'll teach you how to be a social entrepreneur and earn extra money while helping others. Go to usagoodness.com or call 800-301-6177, 800-301-6177.
In foreign news, rockets launched from South Lebanon struck northern Israel on Sunday, and Israel responded with artillery shells across a border that has been largely quiet since the war in 2006. The cross-border fire, which caused no injuries on either side, coincided with heightened political tension in Beirut following the assassination on Friday of a former Lebanese government minister. It was not immediately clear who fired the rockets. Israeli authorities said 5 rockets were launched from Lebanon, but only 1 or 2 struck inside Israel near the border town of Kiryat Shmona. Meanwhile, France will supply weapons to the Lebanese army if it's asked to do so, French President François Hollande said on Sunday during a visit to Saudi Arabia, where he met King Abdullah. Riyadh had earlier pledged $3 billion in aid to the Lebanese army to strengthen its capabilities at a time when the country faces renewed instability because of the war in Syria. Around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is IRN USA News.
Hi, this is Bill Carroll for Blue Tax. If the IRS is giving you a hard time, Blue Tax is there to help. No matter how much you owe the IRS or the state, Blue Tax can resolve most cases and stop legal action against you. That's the key. Get out in front of it. Don't wait until the tax man is at your front door. Let Blue Tax get you out of this mess now.
Call for a free consultation, 800-839-1828, 800-839-1828, or visit BlueTax.com. Call 800-839-1828.
A skier and a snowmobiler died less than 2 hours apart this week in separate snow avalanches in western Wyoming, a national forest official said on Saturday. The skier, Mile Kanzanje, 29, was buried under 4 feet of snow on Thursday and could not be uncovered in time to save his life, said Bob Comey, director of the Bridger-Teton National Forest Avalanche Center. The snowmobiler, Rex J. Anderson, 39, died in an avalanche less than 2 hours later near the Idaho border. Opposition demonstrators have clashed with security forces in the Bangladesh capital of Dhaka.
This is the gate of the National Press Club, which is just about a kilometer or so away from the headquarters of the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party, who have called for the mass rally to converge in front of their building to hold the government accountable and to push...